G-Wang, oh my God, TC Buck,
right. Oh, my man right here, check it out. Yes, who it is? Dancing who? Hey, baby. Hey, we live, baby.
What's up, you guys, and welcome back to Elevated Game with your host, G Wang. I know, you know, we're switching up a little bit. This time, you know, like I'm turning into a foodie now, because I've been going to restaurants, and today I'm at the superb restaurant called Humble Bee with the owner, Jessica. Now, I will pronounce her last name, but I'm going to let her do it, you know, because she's better than me. Say it again.
Jessica Bonanno.
If y'all don't know, now you know. That's some mafia type stuff right there. So, you know, I'm pretty sure that's how she got the business started.
Right?
Yeah, see, she said
Uncle
right.
Joe.
Hold on, time out. Let me look on to make sure we ain't tapped.
Joking.
Said Uncle Joe? Okay, cool. So how did you get started? What made you say, you know, I want to do food for the rest of my life?
I married a chef who is the chef here at Humble Bee. We got married and we were living in Portland and we moved down here. His family lives here, so it seemed like the right place, the right move to make. And I mean, the rest is history. We started very small in 2012 and we've expanded the cafe a couple times.
Okay. So wait, you said you came from Portland.
Correct.
So forget the upside of Portland without paying taxes. You say, I'm going to go to Cali and pay these high taxes and get it going. Okay. Well, it obviously is working out because you said you were able to franchise and branch off.
We have done two other concepts which are no longer around. So, no, okay. This is the only Humble Bee.
Okay, so this is the only original OG. So
that's y'all right. We're focusing all our energy here now.
Anything else y'all see out there is replicas.
Me
and my man, right. we Googled it up and we almost got lost. We went to, what was it, Humble Bee?
Cocina.
What?
Humble Bee Pie.
Humble Bee Pie.
Oh, yeah, see now.
Which is down the street. Right. So we went in there trying to film and we got kicked out.
So sorry about that. You're here now.
Absolutely. So being a business owner and being married, how is that?
It's difficult times for sure. It can be challenging, but also very rewarding, you know, making it work together. And I think over the 13 years, we've figured out each other's, just how to work together and meld together, if you know what I mean.
Because I know that's one of the hardest things to do. I couldn't work with my girlfriend because we have an argument at the house and I got to see you at work.
I know, and that definitely happens. I mean,
Problems.
Drag out fights.
You can hear the vibe slamming the dishes and all that. Okay.
And we also have 3 kids under 10. So.
Under 10.
Yeah.
So you're mommy and co-owner and wife.
That's
You got 3 jobs.
That's right.
Oh,
I know.
Do it pay well?
Always, you know.
I know the kids take away from the pay.
Yeah, the kids don't pay me.
Okay, so you what do you have? Boy, girl? All right,
well, girl.
That's
right.
How is that?
It's great. The oldest is amazing. She's super helpful. My son, the middle child, is the troublemaker. And then the baby's sweet and funny and amazing.
So who's taking the business on? Out of all those 3 that you have, who you see taking over the business?
Probably my son, yeah.
The troublemaker.
Yeah, you know, you have to be a little bit crazy to go into this business, I think.
Okay. So, Humble Bee, HB, how did you come up with Humble Bee?
It was my husband. He was raised very, slightly vegetarian, very natural. His mother catered for the studios, so he grew up in the food business, and they also have kept bees in the past. And it's, I don't know if you know anything about bees, but they're very hardworking and very
I know it
humble,
hurts when it stings me.
This is true.
I know I'm allergic.
Right? They're they just go about their work and they're very humble about it. And the name is stuck. Yeah.
Humble Bee. Okay, yeah. I like that. What do you guys? What is your main dish that you guys sell here? Because I did hear you say, you know, vegetarian food or whatnot.
I mean, we're not solely a vegetarian, but that's how he was raised. We have options for everyone, vegan, vegetarian. Probably our top seller is the panwich.
The panwich. What's the panwich?
One large pancake, eggs, 2 eggs, turkey sausage, and then it's topped with a little maple mascarpone cheese and julienned apples.
So this is what you be eating, Alex?
No, he likes pancakes.
pancakes.
With melted butter.
Oh, so he a regular. You know, she knows your order. With melted butter.
He's very specific, yes.
Okay, what time are you guys open?
We're open 8 to 3 during the week and 8 to 2 on the weekends. For Sunday brunch, we do a lot of specials depending on what we get fresh from the farmer's market.
Okay, so is it, so I heard you say brunch. So is it a little bit of breakfast and lunch in there?
Exactly.
Any french fries?
I'm nope, a french fry
no
man.
Fries.
I'm a fry fryer man. Here.
Any chips?
I'm a chip. We do really good fried potatoes.
So anything potato, I'm eating.
There you go. Okay. You'll have to come by.
We don't have any samples. Because I got a sample, a foodie tester right here. This guy.
You guys have to come back tomorrow. Kitchen's closed.
Dang, he was looking forward to it, man. Panda cameras to this guy right here.
You guys were late, weren't you?
Right, it's closing time. It's almost 3 o'clock. All right, cut. I don't know how much longer we got. Cut.
What?
How much longer we got? Questions?
Keep going.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. They giving me time for you. Because usually they be like in the background, 5-0. All right. Because she actually answered all the questions in her first slate. How many years? So let me think of some more questions for her. And then let me see.
Jess, if you have any questions for G.
Right. Let me think.
How often do you do this?
How often do I do this? I try to stay consistent at least, once a week.
All businesses or just restaurants?
No, we're actually branching out. We were strictly just sports. Actors and things like that, and then we got lucky with being invited out to a restaurant and did a little commercial for them.
Nice.
And then it was Alex's bright idea to why don't we just be a one-stop shop, hit everybody up.
There you go.
So I think we're going to the where are we going next? To the smoke shop next?
No.
The world's your oyster.
But we're going to do a business conference in 2025, so we're starting a rally.
Okay.
Gather together people that we would like to be a part of it and highlight their business through our conference. So this is kind of like the beginning.
Awesome.
I just realized this. Who does the cooking at home?
Me.
You.
Me.
Who's the best cook?
Chefs don't cook at home. I mean, like, he'll cook, like, if my family's visiting and it's, like, a fancy dinner, he will go all out. But, like, the day-to-day,
you.
It's me, and it's simple.
So the chef married you for the cooking. You didn't marry the chef for the cooking. It's the other way around.
Confusing, I know.
So you might be the success behind him, then, or why he's successful.
Right. Uh-huh. I like the way you
What
think.
Do you cook at home versus here, then? Because you got to cook dinner at home, right?
Yeah, we do a lot of Italian. I mean, pasta's easy. And to be fair, I shop here. You know, like I'll take marinara or salsas, that sort of thing, to make my cooking easier at home.
So you're stealing from yourself, from the company.
Right?
See how that works? You can steal from yourself and reward yourself. That's crazy.
Hey,
I need to get, we in the wrong business, Alex.
I don't know about
we steal from myself, write it off, take it home, eat it. Okay, boom, bag it up. I like that. You taught me something new. You learn something new every day. Okay, there you go, the 7. You're going to throw me off. She's going to get me every answer that I can think of right now. Questions? Thinking some more while the clock is running. I know you had all the questions.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry. He's like,
what? He ran out.
Where are you from?
I'm actually from here, from California, from L.A., South Central L.A.
All right.
Yeah, grew up, born and raised, and said, you know what, I got to get out the hood and come over here where it's nice and safe.
Nice.
You know, where I can eat and don't have to worry about my colors.
So where did you and your husband meet?
He was living down here. Okay, go ahead.
My husband and I met, just answer my question.
Gotcha.
My
husband and I met, he was living down here and wanted to go to culinary school to get an official chef's training, and the school in Portland was the cheapest. So he moved to Portland, and we had a mutual friend, and I came to their housewarming party, and the rest was history.
So y'all didn't meet in the restaurant here?
No. No, I had never worked in a restaurant before owning one.
Wow. What were you doing before this?
I was working in real estate in Portland.
So you always had money then?
Not that.
So you own this business and the land?
I wish, yeah.
I'm trying to tell you, man. You learn something new every day. You rob yourself, pay yourself, own the land, put your property on the land. Bam,
there
boy.
That's
three checks.
Whose idea was it to come up with the Humble Bee?
Humble Bee, the concept, was my husband Jim's idea. He's a classically trained chef, comes up with incredible creative dishes, and also, we have renovated and built almost every part of this restaurant. The tables, this bench you're sitting on, the skylight, like all of this. My husband made these planters behind us. My father-in-law, Big Jim, is a contractor, so we've literally built everything from scratch.
Saving money. Yeah. Saving money. Building from scratch.
What's the busiest times for you, either during the year or hourly?
The busiest time of the year for us is typically Mother's Day through Father's Day graduation, that kind of season, that season, May through June. Mother's Day is the busiest day of the year every year, and then we get a lot of large parties for graduation. CSUN, Cal State Northridge is really close to us, so we get a lot of big parties from them. And then I would say Father's Day is our second busiest day of the year.
Really? I was going to ask, do you guys cater? So.
Yeah, we do. We catered for CSUN in February. We did their jazz festival. They have an incredible auditorium.
How much food was that making for CSUN?
Well, it was, I think we did 80 to 100 each night. So.
How long that take?
I mean, it's a lot of prep ahead of time. And then it's great. It's great extra cash, though.
So how many employees do you have when you have these big events? How many employees do you have working?
I mean, the kitchen probably 10, and then it just depends. Front of the house, 5 to 8 probably.
10 in the back, 5 to 8 in the front?
Yeah, a lot of people.
Okay, not bad, okay. It's pretty good. What do you see yourself in the next 5 years? I mean, you guys did survive COVID.
We did survive COVID. In the next 5 years, we really want, my husband makes incredible hot sauces, a habanero and a Fresno's Ghost, and we want to get those into grocery stores.
Ooh-wee. Yeah. Expanding the business. Yeah. That's right. Never stop. So they say the grind, stop.
That's the truth.
That's it.
That is my life, grind.
Well, I thank you for having us
out here.
Thank you so much. I'm actually going to go grab a plate. I know Alex probably paid for it already, you know, so I can go home and do my own research
there
and be
like,
this actually was good, you know. Set it up. Set the catering up for Father's Day. Wait, no. Father's Day, what's coming up first?
Christmas.
Thanksgiving. What about Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I don't know. A lot of people go out of town, I think.
Yeah, that's true. So Christmas is more the wholesome. Okay. Yeah. Well, tell everybody out there in this camera where they can find you and where your establishment is located.
We are located right in the heart of the valley, 17321 Sadakoy Street between White Oak and Balboa.